where they were all painting on that color.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Here we are, Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And I'll tell you, that tends to be a busy night for us. So maybe it's because of things that have happened over the weekend. What, we lost it again?
No, we didn't have a problem. I'm not used to that.
Oh, I know. That's crazy.
I'm not used to that. Maybe it'll still shit itself.
Better break off the bubbly there, Jim.
Yeah, maybe it'll still crap itself yet. All right. Well, better talk fast before it does.
That's right. So anyway, we're happy to be here with all of you. We have our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Those are the many faithful who like to watch us as we are streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if you'd like to, please pop in. They're very nice, you know, folks from all over. You might really enjoy it. Also, we have, ta-da, our blog talkers.
They're listening.
Yeah. And I want you all to know we're very happy to have you. We have like a graph that shows us where individual countries are. Very, very nice to know that so many will stay up. You know, it's probably in the wee hours of the morning for many of you.
I wonder if they listen to a replay if it shows up on that map.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know about that map.
That's true. They could, which is fine.
Which is fine, yeah.
And we're very happy
it's all good.
That so many, you know, are willing to sacrifice a little shut-eye.
It's all good.
For us, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, so remember, we're going to use ordinary playing cards for our readings this evening, all right? Not tarot and not oracle cards, although Jim's going to give you one.
Yeah, these don't call themselves oracle cards, but that's basically what they are.
Yeah.
The other ones actually use the name oracle.
And we want you to be aware of that. It's not going to involve any other system that's out there. So just be aware, and also that I will be using a full 24-card reading layout, just like I do with my, you know, sessions with private clients and such. So you, those of you on Facebook, you get to see it.
Truth.
Right.
Truth.
And I just need a moment or two as I'm answering your call to get the cards laid out.
Yeah, the cards don't.
This is generally when Jim will.
The cards got to go down. They don't just go.
Jim, no, they do not.
She has to do her thing and lay them out and read them. So. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yeah.
That number to call in is, they're loading up. Sunday is a big night. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get in the queue to get your reading. And you'll know you're in the queue because when you call in, you'll get a voice message, well, just a message, automated thing saying, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. Tested it. You can listen to the show while you wait. You don't hear a show, that's a problem. Hang up. Try calling back. If you hang up and call back and something's filling it right, give us like 5 minutes. Maybe we're re-racking the show, which we've been having to do the last couple nights. But so far, knocking on the wood, we're good to go, daddy-o. Yeah, they're piling in like there's a freaking, like we're giving away something for them free. Oh, we are. That's right, free readings.
Yeah, we are free.
Pete, all right, Facebookers, well, we'll do what we can do. We'll see what happens. Fate will do what it does, and we'll try to work you in when the opportunities arise. We can't make any promises on...
Yeah.
Times or what and who and what, so you just gotta hang around.
And we
see
have
if it
a,
happens.
We have a very special soapbox moment for you coming up a little later.
Right now, you'll know Facebook. We'll explain it if we turn to you folks. We would ask you to do a messenger audio video to Deborah Lee. But we only when we ask. If you do it any other time, we're not ready. We gotta hang up on you because There is no awesome hold system like Block Talk has. No queue system for the messenger calls.
I'm going to have to check out the third generation. Maybe they've added some features. Maybe they're downloadable.
It's Facebook itself, Deb. It's not nothing to do with the machine that it is using.
Well, I don't know. I can put kitty whiskers on and cute little kitty ears, and I can change my voice on there.
You want
maybe
a trophy? It has nothing to do with a queue system for messages. That would have to be on their server.
God, I love irritating him.
I'm just saying. You got to think here a little bit on that. Right, that would be something that there would have to be, like Block Talk. It's not our machines that are putting them on hold. It's on the Block Talk site.
Well, here, that's Facebook. That's the messenger, not Blog Talk.
It went right over her head, what I just said. That was an example that the whole queue system is actually on the Blog Talk site. They didn't load software on our machines to put them in a queue.
That part I understand.
That doesn't matter what generation
talking.
You get.
All right.
That's the example.
All right. Case closed.
That's all I'm trying to say. It ate the box, so to speak. All right. Well, as we keep talking, look at it. It just keeps piling up.
All right. Then we better get cracking here. Oh, don't you want to say hello to?
I am not done yet.
Okay.
Oh, there. Oh, wise one. That's the sound of harps. Angels like to play harp. Or at least they say so. I never played a harp, and I ain't no angel, so maybe it's true. Anyway, when you hear that, your reading with Deborah has come to an end. It's concluded. And the significance of the harps is, well, that's the big one, that we have to move on, especially when we have as many people as we have tonight. Good Lord. But also, we're going to give you a single angel card before we move on to the next person. And tonight's flavor shall be the healing angel cards. These are good. There's always some kind of a healing type message, even if it's not obvious. And it's not from an archangel that identifies himself. So what angel it is, we do not know. All right, do you want to, actually, now might be your time for your soapbox.
No, I'd like to save it. Maybe around halftime.
First caller, 775. Welcome to the show, first caller,
hello
775.
There. Yes, hello, welcome.
Hi. Hi, you two. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Oh, yes.
Welcome in.
Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. And this is unreal. I've been so thrilled with my new care agency and
great.
Starting on July 1st. And then on the 18th, a lady, Maggie, called me from the office and we celebrated that everything was working out so wonderful. And she said Nicole would be my primary caregiver. And I was happy for Nicole because I was going to be very kind to her and tell her she doesn't have to arrive on the dot because she has a 3-year-old. The following day, I got an email, and basically it said, we're no longer able to accommodate your hour and 10-minute shift. Have a nice day. And then I got a phone call from the agency. Jessica and another lady, her name starts with a C, and they were like two witches stirring a cauldron. I'm not kidding you. They were abusive. They were mean. And they said, well, you've been too picky. And I said, no, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. I've been very flexible. And I wouldn't let them get away with it. And anyway, I emailed the owner. And I had done research on the internet. And there, in the healthcare field, it's a very serious situation if you abandon a patient for no good reason. It's called abandonment. And so I have a way with words, and I let him know that I would appreciate it if he could provide care until I secure a new agency. And he did provide care for every day, and I sent him another email today, and I bolded the word abandonment. I didn't accuse him. I just said it would be a very serious situation if there was abandonment, hint, hint. So in bold and underlined. So I did speak to another agency on Thursday, and I think we had a good rapport. And she said it would be for 2 hours, but at a real good rate. So the name of the new agency is called Welcome, and I won't say the second word. But what's going to happen here is the current agency, is he going to accommodate me until the new agency starts? And will the new agencies called Welcome, will that work out for a long time.
All right. The cards are going down. Real quick, I forgot you folks. Shame on me. I suck. International shout-out to all of our folks that are international, and we have Laura in London, Suzanne in the UK. Let me see who else.
Suzanne
we have.
Is in the land of the Scots.
Yeah, which is in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but you know, be specific. All right, I'm counting out your cards there, Miss.
We're both
Lennon.
Right.
Thank you.
It's apples and oranges, you know. But anyway, yeah, she is in the land of Scots specifically, yes, indeed. And Rachel is also here from the other side of the world in Australia.
Yeah.
And Kirsty is here from the UK also. And I think I got all of the folks that are international. Cards are down.
Yeah.
Back to Deb.
All right. Wendy, I really think you've hit the golden ticket with this new agency. Okay. Because I am seeing you and this woman. And I believe that isn't she the director or whatever her role is, that the two of you do see eye to eye, right there, this eye to eye. Yeah. And I think that other agency, I hope you're keeping some notes on all of this, because
I've got every email, Deborah, and I purposely put certain information in my email so that it would create a paper trail. Like,
yeah.
I was so happy with your agency. My intention was to stay, and I'm very sad. And so I've got a paper trail. Trust me.
Right.
Good, because I think when all is said and done, you're probably going to want to take these things to a higher level. Okay. For instance, I have a mother who is in Minnesota. She has had a very serious stroke. She cannot speak. Her mind gets a little funny at times. But if I hired these previous agencies, they would be writing down whatever the heck they want. And her care provider where she lives would be simply paying them, you know, not giving any thought or care to what is happening with my mother's money. So I'm just saying that if you doing what you've done is ultimately going to help others out there that are in a situation like my mother, who have to rely on these agencies, but they don't have any respect for her, you know, doing the
I'm
the
so sorry.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She's in assisted living, so she has a lot of her needs taken care of through the place, that's the facility. I'm saying for others like, say you, but let's imagine you didn't have a voice, you know, and you didn't have a family member close enough to look after your affairs, you know. So that's why I say you may want to look back down the road and, you know, write some emails or make some phone calls.
What I'm going to do is I am going to contact the Department of Aging and also the Department for Protective of Elderly, I forget the name of it, elderly people. And I'm looking at the email I sent the owner, and this is really not good for him. I was so polite. I said, thank you for sending Sue today. A very polite young lady. I shall continue to arrange for a new home health care agency. I will let you know when it's completed and when I know my starting date. And then I said, I've been so happy with blah, 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 your company. I had envisioned me staying with your agency for the rest of my life, as mentioned when I met with Jessica during my assessment. This situation makes me so sad. I am in shock. As mentioned, it's definitely a safety hazard and health risk to have my home health care interrupted in black and white. And then I say, Mr. So-and-so, please continue to send caregivers until I officially have secured a new agency. And then in big, bold, underline, I put the word abandonment. And then I say, would be a very serious situation. Please let me know.
Well, you know what, Wendy, that is awesome. Also, they need some oversight. You know, they, oh, bless you. It seems like they are just
Excuse me.
Running wild with people's money, you know, and that is, that's wrong. That is, what would that be? That is fraud, where they're writing down time they're not
putting
in. And,
well, I think the big issue is there. I really crossed all my T's and dotted my I's before I contracted with them. And I talked to them about four times during the last year and a half. And I said, is an hour okay? And they said, yes. And then these two women were like two witches doing a cauldron. And I did not let them get away with it. And I actually said, I told the owner that they were manipulating the context of my words. And so they're not used to having somebody my age that is so cognizant. And I am so mad. I think I will services and aging and Department of Aging.
Yes, you do that. You are championing all the people out there that need somebody to, you know, take up arms and defend them. And I'll tell you what, I do see in these cards, these places are going to be investigated. Very much so.
Good.
You know, they can, I used to do, when my husband was alive, we did a lot of, undercover work with different, yeah. like, say, retail places and doctors and things like that. And we would write up reports and send them in. And a lot of them indicated that they needed either more training or they needed better oversight. And that's what I think you're going to actually be able to bring about. And I honor you for taking this on as you have.
Well, thank you. So is the owner, in my humble opinion, I think that he's going to look at that bold word abandonment, and he knows what that means. He knows he could be in hot water. So is he going to continue to send a caregiver until I line up a new agency?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's not like he can retaliate by dumping you, if you know what I mean.
Well,
new
agency, am I going to be happy with them? Or am I going to be with them for many years? Will they start this next week, like maybe Tuesday or Wednesday?
Oh, I see very good relations between you and this other agency. They do go by the book. Is this the one that she said she'd give you 2 hours at a good rate?
Yes. The lady that I met with, her name is Jenny. And we did have a real good rapport. And actually, it's a better deal because this other agency was $60 an hour and then basically a dollar a minute after that. This new agency is $35 an hour, but it's 2 hours minimum. But if I go over like an hour and 20, then it's not like I'm worried about the time.
You know, I think you're going to really enjoy her companionship for the time that she comes to you. I really do. And it will be nice for you to have somebody that while she completes her time, you can have a cup of tea with her, a cup of coffee, lemonade, something like that. I think it would be.
You know what, Deborah?
What?
Deborah,
yeah.
You are psychic. You know why? Because, obviously you are. But I will tell you, when Jenny came over Thursday, it was over 100 degrees in Sacramento. And I could just tell that she needed something. So I went to my refrigerator and I gave her an ice cold container of brewed raspberry tea. And she's not going to forget my kindness.
No, and I think that'll just make it an even, you know, a more fruitful no pun about the tea that you served her. But I think it will be a fruitful relationship between the two. I like it. It feels good.
So now my attorneys are going to call me tomorrow probably because in a panic, I sent them an email and I called them because I need to keep my coverage going. But I stood up for myself because I talked to the owner and I said, I need health care. And I put it in writing. This could be critical to my safety and my health if I don't have continuous care every day. This is in black and white. So he can't ignore it.
No.
And then he responded. So I have proof that he read it. And the wording in my emails, he's going to know that I'm smarter than he originally thought, especially with this last email with that abandonment word highlighted. So will I start Tuesday or Wednesday with the new agency that starts with welcome?
Your cards say soon. What, and that I would mean one of those days for sure. Okay.
Okay.
And for you, I got a sharp cookie there, Wendy. Very sharp. Jim's got a healing angel card.
I have a healing angel card. It is time for that. A little bit past that time. Wisdom is the subject. Everything has a place and a purpose. To be wise is to have great love, tolerance, and compassion for all things.
That's wonderful.
All righty. If I give a Wendy call number one.
I want to be an advocate, and I am a humanitarian.
Yes, and
yes,
you
indeed.
Are.
Indeed, you are.
Yes, and you're an angel on earth. So.
All right, well, tomorrow, Wendy, we shall be on News for the Soul. It's an hour earlier if you desire to call back. If you so desire, we will be here.
I've been called an angel of mercy many times in my life.
Aww, that's wonderful. What a title.
All right, well, thank you very much, Wendy. We got a roll. My list is... Somebody jumped in and they don't put them in order. I have to keep my own order. Thank you, Blog Talk.
So,
here we go.
Take care there, Wendy.
She's still there. Yeah, I just put the mute on just so I can do this little thing here. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I think now would be a good soapbox.
Want me to do it? All right.
Well, yeah. You lead in and I shall follow your lead.
And I would like to mention that we went today to see the movie Sound of Freedom. And I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, and that title is accurate, but it's not what you think. If you didn't know, you would think it was some kind of patriotic American movie.
It's not. But I'll tell you.
Not at all.
If you don't have the heart or the stomach, don't go.
Now you should go.
No, try to go. But I'll tell you, I cried twice while we were in the movie. It's really well done. And it makes me, as having been prior service Army, made me come out of there. In fact, my son who's home, he said, does it make you want to take up arms and go hunt down these pedophiles?
Who said that?
The son that's here.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant like hope in the military. Okay.
No.
Okay.
And I said, you bet there, hon. It certainly does.
Problem is, you're outgunned.
I'd probably be in the rear with the gear.
You're outgunned.
But
there's
I'll tell you,
of them.
These fat bastards, the way they're portrayed, you know that this country has contributed a lot to
it. It has, we are not alone. So it's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. Don't let the Sound of Freedom make you think like it's some kind of military movie or some kind of patriotic movie for the United States of America. Something has nothing to do with it. It's all about a true story. They even use the real name of the guy. And they even show his face at the end. Not that much different than the actor's face of the guy that was the main character that was trying to help.
Yes, we did, Laura.
To help free some of these enslaved children and nail some of the people doing it.
There was a narrator. I don't know if it was the main actor, that Jim. But remember, they had put up on captions, I guess.
Oh, that was the main
actor. That it's $150 billion industry.
He was the guy that, you're right. They put the captions up. But the guy that spoke at the very end.
Laura asked, did you stay for that? Yeah.
Yeah. People got to be careful. We almost walked out because we didn't see it.
Yeah, we didn't know it
right away. At the bottom, when you're at the screen, when they go to the credits, where a lot of times, if it's a comedy, sometimes you stick around for outtakes.
Yeah.
But it was not a comedy, so we figured there's no outtakes. We're getting ready to roll. At the bottom right of the screen, it's a special message in 3 minutes, and it counts down. And that's what it was. It's the main actor played the... And they showed pictures of the real person he portrayed in Congress and with his family. That dude definitely was not a birth control guy because he had like freaking 6 or 7 kids.
10 months
Yeah.
From pension, working for Homeland Security, and his heart wouldn't rest. The point of this movie
They worked with him. He put his resignation in, but they said, well, I remember the guy called and said, yeah, we worked something out.
Okay, I'm glad you made that statement because I did not know that.
You didn't catch that part?
No.
Yeah, there was one phone call. It says, you have our support. You're good.
And
the boss man called him.
The main point of this whole movie is God's children are not for sale.
Yeah, there was a song.
Oh, my God. It just touched me so deeply.
It was a song. They said, was it Spanish they were singing that song in?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the movie was because most of the ops occurred and started in like Southern California, Mexico, carried them into the Central America all over the place. Just because geographically that was close to this one guy, but it's a worldwide problem.
You know, how can any woman want to participate? She was helping to film them. How can any guy out there with any kind of soul, it's like having sex with a puppy. I mean, how can anybody do that?
A lot of criminals don't have souls that choose, you know, or do that stuff. I mean, if you're a hitman, you don't have a soul. You're taking people's lives for money.
I just hope that these rescued children have been able to get enough support and help.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. But anyway.
Yeah, but they can go on
and
with their lives.
And it's pretty interesting. They said it wasn't a high budget movie, so they don't really advertise. And they ask everybody to put the word out to go see the movie. Go see the movie. I guess Laura saw it, right?
Don't read the reviews. They suck. Roger Ebert, who has passed away, passed on
I thought Cisco passed away, and then Ebert was the only one alive.
I thought he went too, but...
Oh, really? Oh, maybe they have been.
He called it bland and boring.
How the hell can he call something boring unless he's writing from the grave?
Well, I'm saying whoever's taken over his...
Well, they can't use his name. I thought he was still around, one of them.
I don't know, Jim. I just wanted to say that actually, there was a man credited at the end for the review, and he just said it was bland and boring. And I'm thinking, it's real life, you know.
That's probably one of the new wave people that are looking for Marvel 3D comic movies or stupid, mindless slapstick. Like some people said, somehow the Barbie movie is the greatest movie ever.
Oh, my God.
And I guarantee you it's not, and I don't need to see it. Just the previews alone. Here's how I can tell. When people put out previews, it's like they're selling a car. And no matter how piece of shit that car is, the preview is going to make it sound like it's the fucking best thing ever. And you know what? The previews do not make that Barbie movie sound. I would watch it on TV. I absolutely would watch it when it comes on TV. It sounds like it could be TV funny. I'm not going to go to the big theater, big screen to watch it. We've seen so many previews on it. We've actually seen like three different previews over the course of going to the movie. So
yeah,
we know a lot about what's going on with that.
You don't like children in movie theaters anyway. So.
Well, I can roll with it more than
yes,
you.
Barbenheimer. Catherine's at the beach. She's tuned in. And that's what they're saying. It's better than Oppenheimer.
There's no way. There's 0% chance.
So.
0% chance. I mean, we're going to see Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah,
probably
we're going
next weekend,
days.
Most likely, or the weekend after, one or the other for sure.
If any of you have Regal theaters in your cinema, I think it's Regal Cinema, wherever you live,
Regal, yeah.
They have one hell of an offer going. We bought into it about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's $18.99
per person.
A month.
Per person.
You can go to as many movies as you want, as many times as you want per month. And you get a nice little
discount
on goodies.
And there's a whole bunch of rewards that you can cash in for free this and free popcorn and drink and all this. It's a good deal.
Oh, here's one for you.
And we actually had a pretty good, of all the movies we've seen recently, this one was the biggest crowd.
Yeah, it was. And I got to tell you, on the maybe you've read this about the Barbie popcorn bucket.
What?
Have any of you read it?
What?
You don't get a lot of popcorn, and it's her little hot rod Corvette, whatever it is, $65.
Where's that?
At the movie theaters.
I didn't even see a thing for it.
Well, I don't know if Regal had it, but...
you know who that's for? All the little girls they're taking to the movie. Oh, I got
it. And, you know, dads are going to spring if they're on visitation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The regular family units can be like, you know what? It ain't Christmas. You can just wait for that.
Oh, but that is outrageous. And I've heard now there's a whole Barbie collection that women can wear her wardrobe.
Well, they've also, you know what? They say they've made a lot of money, but look how much they've spent. They spent millions in promotion, millions. They don't seem to count that. They look at, here's the gross from the box office. Okay. Yeah, they should deduct all the promotion they put out for that, too, because they spent millions in freaking advertising on everything. They don't count that when they talk about box office gross, which is how they rank the movies, or how much they grossed.
Right.
And they've put all in on the promotions. I mean, it's crazy. Everywhere you go, there's some kind of commercial out for it.
And who's the Ken doll?
I thought you knew who that guy was.
I think they could have done better. Brian somebody.
I think they could have done better with somebody who's pretty funny. There's a lot of good comedians out there that are better than that. I would have played that role funny. Will Ferrell could have done it, I think, except he's not as skinny. If he was that much younger, Will Ferrell, he would have been perfect. But, you know.
And Barbie, but the chick playing at Margot. What the hell's her name? Margot.
Kidder?
Anyway,
no.
she's from Australia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she lives a charmed life. You know, it must be her turn in reincarnation to just have her and what's the other one, Taylor Swift. She's got 4 albums on the top 10 list.
But you know what, though?
Hmm.
She's working probably around the clock to get those albums out. So you have to get
To
crank out a lot of music like that. That's those studio time. They don't just sit there. Oh, done first take. No, there's a lot of shit that goes into that.
No, she had to have kind of a crappy love life for some of those really great tunes.
I mean, she's earned it. I will give her credit. She's earned it. She didn't win a lottery. Somebody just said, here's money. Boom. She has earned it. She has worked herself up to that level, and she's maximizing it. Because you know what? That may only last another 2-3 years, and she'll just disappear. So she's going to work it while you got it.
And you know what she did? She bought her mom and dad
a great, big,
beautiful, yes.
That was even before where she is now, right?
Palatial mansion. I want one of those.
All right. Hobbita, hobbita. Well, I shouldn't say that because we have dogs in the next room. Let's see who our next caller is.
All right, folks, that was your soapbox moment for today.
And you should watch the message because, like they say, they don't have money to advertise that movie. That's why I've never heard of that freaking movie.
They offer a chance through, what do they call that little?
There's a little QR code that you can scan, or you can go to some website and there's free tickets if you need, because they just want people to see the movie. We're not trying to make money, or we'd be promoting this. We don't have that kind of budget. We just want people to see this because nobody is aware how big of a problem this child sex slave trade is. Or slave in general, not even just child.
He said in the last 5 years, it's bigger than drugs and bigger than arms, illegal arms.
It's like, it's just nobody wants to talk about it because it's such a horrible subject that people want to just say, oh, I don't want to hear that. It's horrible. It's like, the message has to get out. So they want people to see the movie. Like the guy's like, if we were really into this for the money, we'd have been sinking the advertising budget that they don't have. They don't have it.
Oh, but I wish a bunch of veteran Green Berets and what are the others? Wish a bunch of them would get together and create some covert missions.
Yeah, but they just, yeah. They're, you know, and people.
Get these sons of bitches.
Well, remember, there was the one guy that he was working with that just, he would work to find them and buy them, but to free them, not to buy them to use them as sex slave, but he would pretend he was buying them to be like a sex slave guy. So they all thought, remember that one guy that he worked with?
Yeah.
Always smoking a little cigar thing. Yep. Let's take it.
So, anyway, do you have any more? I think you have Virgil to bring aboard.
Whoa.
Somebody's saying, how are you doing tonight, Virgil?
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Ah, yes. Virgil from the UK. Welcome, my friend. He says,
And I know, Virgil, you have a very strong feeling.
I like how he's joking.
About what?
He's joking about, gee, I can see Barbie. I don't have a lot of that. Barbie or Oppenheimer. Gee, I wonder which one I'll see. Yep. Yeah. Roger that. That's a no-brainer, isn't it?
But don't miss the Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. You should make time for it.
Because I know you're very much against type of thing.
And I don't know if Virgil was here for the whole spiel. The title doesn't tell you what you're watching.
No, but when it comes out,
at the end, you got it.
Oh,
you got
there
it
is.
Because, it's a song that they use as their theme song about you can't.
Don't give away everything.
I think that's not a big important part that the song says that children are God's gifts or God's or children. Yeah, they're not for sale or some shit like that. Anyway,
yeah.
Freedom.
God's children are
song
not
of freedom,
for
a
sale.
Song. All right. Hubba hubba. Should we do this again? This is only our second freaking call. Oh, no. They dropped.
Who did?
That caller that I've never seen before.
Well,
that area.
They can hang. They can't.
I don't know. Yes.
We'll just go to the next. And remember, folks, as we get more callers, not everybody's going to get in.
Oh, no.
We're eventually going to have to get a randomizer.
No, then why would somebody want to call 15 minutes prior to the show if they could maybe not ever get in?
Well, that's why I say we need to do this randomly more.
You just shot me in the freaking PSA on that. I just said, why would somebody want to call in early if it's going to be a randomizer involved?
Because I sometimes think it isn't fair. That as the list, and even if they all
It's
came,
not fair, folks. Like if you go to the grocery store and you're the first in line, well, and you walk up in the back, why can't I go get my groceries counted next? Well, because that son of a bitch has been there waiting for 45 minutes.
If they all came at the same time, it's going to become a roster.
But they haven't.
Can, as we get more popular.
It is. The most I've seen at the same time was three. Then they come in, boom, 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 and I track them. So I get them as they come in. One day?
If you ever want me to, I can close my eyes and pick one.
I don't want you to. I want to reward the folks that have been waiting the longest. That's Jesus balls. I mean, come on, man. I don't. Why on earth would I do that? That would piss me off. If you were standing in line, I've been in line for an hour, and somebody come up, oh, they're using a randomizer. Hey, you get to get your groceries first. I've been sitting there for 45 freaking fucking minutes. And now, they're using a randomizer.
Well, let's have you.
You know what? I ain't going to that son of a bitch's store ever again if they use a randomizer. Got it?
Let's have you show up in the ER. Let's say you've got...
This is not triage. Now you're going to compare readings to people with their arms cut off. Really? Really? That's the analogy we got here, folks. Yes, indeed.
Doesn't it ever really tick you off to show up? You're sick as a dog. And they are sending in everybody else that comes in because maybe they're a little bit worse off. You know,
that's triage. I understand that. I understand the concept. I understand if I walk in and I'm sick and there's Bobby over there screaming because he's sick. Well, he was there first. So we're both sick. So he's probably going to go first.
Well, maybe he could really get head of the line privileges or you if you go in and say, my heart isn't acting right.
Yep.
And they're going to go.
And they'll check your heart out, and then they're going to stick you in a room, and you're going to wait just as long as you were. At least you're out of the waiting room, but you're going to sit in that freaking room they have once they
but
figure your heart's okay.
But there's going to be magazines in there.
Not in that room they stick you in. The magazines are in the waiting room where the screaming brats are.
Well, you have your phone, but they're going to take you right away for an EKG.
Yep. And then once the EKG is cool, then you're going to go sit your ass in some little room for 45 minutes to an hour like you would have out there until the doctor shows up.
Don't worry, people. We will extend the show if necessary.
Rachel says she's legless. Well, then...
What?
Legless. Well, then that that reminds me of Legolas from...
Yeah, Legolas. Who was
Legolas.
That?
Legolas was the elf from the Hobbit series or the Lord of the Rings, specifically the whole series, actually.
Legolas
was his name. He was one of the main characters in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Well,
and he was also a little bit of the Hobbit stuff.
Hey, if somebody shows up with no legs, I will gladly usher them to the front of the line.
Well, that's what I was saying. You can't compare.
Come on.
Bottom line, to retract the beginning of this statement, do not compare our waiting list and the queue for the reading to triage in an emergency room. Can't use that as your analogy. Can't do those two things.
I'm sorry.
Apples. And trees, nor acorns, or apples and iguanas, apples and aliens. They're so far apart, can't compare.
Then how about this as a compromise? We get ourselves an hourglass, and we flip it over, or a little egg timer.
Well, how about this? When we hear the goddamn harp, we respect the goddamn harp. How many times did I play that for the last caller? Tell me, Deb.
I don't know. I didn't notice.
I'll tell you, Deb, it was three. You got to work with me on this. I can't do this by myself. I don't have the card, so when I push that little heart button, nothing I can do. If Deb's going to keep on going, then she's going to keep going. I can't do anything. But there was three times. I started playing with the card. I was going to play with it.
And this is crucial information because?
Because look what time it is, and we've done one freaking phone call.
We have important things to say. And we're usually not on Sunday, so go ahead. Bring on.
All right, we're going to go to area code 520, which is Lisa, 520.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Welcome.
Well, Deb, you are so psychic. Gosh darn it, America. Deb,
where
is the psychic one? Well, you said everything was going to go back to whatever.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So... And he said he didn't know why I was mad. He didn't know why I was mad. So I told him why I got mad. And you know, sometimes I think I wonder if he, because I said you planned that walk, and he should have told me. I said it would be like having a girlfriend next door, and it's just, you know, if a girlfriend told me I don't want to walk with you down there, I want to be by myself. That has to be acceptable. You know, it's not like blah, 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 the way it went out. And so, anyway, we're back in the saddle again.
Yes, well, that was very evident in your cards. And some people that are extremely firm say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. But the cards express things. And if you were to say to me, how does this all work? I only know what I was taught by my grandmother. I've seen world events come through.
Is this a skit? Is this a play that you guys concocted? What are we talking about? They're not back together, right? After an argument, they're back lovey-dovey after an argument?
This is the thing. I shut it down. I wouldn't talk to him. I blocked him. I was so pissed. And then my grandson was here, and the whole thing happens when my grandson's here. We all get together like a family and blah, blah, blah. But I shut everything down. And my grandson and I were out. And see, he does not have a car because of the accident. So, and he's on my insurance. So we've been driving around like we're some big old fucking happy family. And I took off yesterday. You know, I went to the farmer's market. I went to the bakery. And he said that. He said, I saw you go to the bakery. And I said, do you know why I was pissed? He said, no. So I had to break it down. And then I said, you know, we had a little chat, a chitty chat. And so that's where we're at, you know. Did I make a poem? I think I made a poem.
You're a poet. You don't even know it.
And then I don't know. It just feels right and good and... Deb, what did the cards say?
Oh, I was waiting for that. You know, that is Lisa's like tagline.
And what that means is, Jim, shut the fuck up. All I care about what Deb has. That's basically what that means because...
No, she said yesterday during our private session, she said she enjoys your harsh...
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want to call it.
She may enjoy it, but she don't give two shits about it when it comes to reading time, which is fine.
No, I do.
I don't have cards. I don't have the cards. So, you know, there's nothing I can tell you. I am cardless. The only cards I got, I don't have any cards on me. Well, I probably have some on my wallet. Card D, huh? Those are great. Hey, you're going to go to this appointment, pay money. This doctor appointment, pay money. To remind you of copays, that they're minimal. Copays, like all the appointment. They give appointment cards. I'm old school. I still like the old appointment card, even though they text you and remind you because it helps me know when I got to take time off of work for different dentists and doctors. And
okay, Lisa, the grandson, he's still in the cards in a very prominent way. Does his mother have a boyfriend?
Does his mother have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
That is the question.
I know.
I don't know.
He's incarcerated, the one, isn't he? One boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes, that's nice.
I think there's another man around that home. And this is worse than ironic, because we were discussing this. That little boy is going to tell you something that's literally going to break your heart. I'm telling you now. I do feel it's pertaining to somebody the mother has around and has hurt him in ways. So do not approach that little boy. Whoever this is, and it's coming through as an adult, this adult has threatened him that he will kill his family.
Well, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
To little kids that they're old enough to understand what that means, but not old enough to know that I should go tell somebody because they take it to heart. You know that, yeah.
That's one of the reasons he wants so badly to come and live with you, to get away from this SOB.
And probably the whole life.
Worst thing is that mothers often will not believe it when they're told.
The head in the sand.
Or they blame the daughter if it's the daughter.
Well, yeah, it can't be. It can't be. Kids make shit up. Can't be because that person's perfect.
Many years ago, my mother had a sheriff for, he was her lover. And when she wasn't looking or wasn't around, he would grab my sister and I, put hickeys on our neck. I was 14. He'd feel me up. He'd grab her, rub her crotch. And when we told our mother, she said, the two of you just want to get Ralph out of here.
You should have said now, hindsight, right, because you're a lot older. Okay, Mom, that's cool. I'm going to start carrying a fork in my pocket. And the next time he does it, he's getting it in his eyeball. And then we can talk about it. I will stick him in his eye with
the fork. She said, you guys just don't like him.
I will stick his eye with a fork if he does that ever again, Mom.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that out front and center. And if the rest of you are upset that I'm taking too much time, I'm sorry. I'll be on tomorrow on News for the Soul if you can't wait. Okay.
That's right. News for the Soul tomorrow.
I think the two of you are entering a very blissful period. Okay. You know, we have to remember that in a sense, you and him are like in a bubble of some sort, you and him, since this relationship began. And you're actually, like everybody that's having relationships outside of the bubble, everybody out there, we're having our ups and downs, our arguments, our knockdown, drag out, I'm out of here arguments and fights, you know? But yours is kind of in a bubble. And I'm trying to figure out a way to actually explain that better. So you're acting, the two of you are really acting as well as the rest of us do. And you guys are going to take that trip. I think it'd be great for you to get out by the ocean, you know, soak up a lot of those negative ions that are out there. So when you get a chance, maybe you should take the little boy with you.
You know, yeah, I'm trying to, that took a lot of, well, maybe, I don't know, Deb, maybe I need to have a private reading with you about this on the grandson. I don't know. I have to figure what's going on here.
Well, right. And I'm just saying, you try to approach him, that little boy's going to clam up tight. Because that whoever this jerk off is that's coming around, you know, this might be her drug dealer, or he might be, you know, giving her money. I don't know. But the mother has a very low character. So we're going to have to figure out a way for you to be able to get him to trust you.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know I'm available. And to everybody out there, I am very soon, probably on the 1st, going to run again my, everybody loves it, when
BOGO,
I run my
the BOGO.
BOGO.
The BOGO. That's
buy one, get one free.
People, that term is so common nowadays, yeah. It's going to end up being in a dictionary, one of those urban dictionaries, the BOGO, right?
Yeah, maybe they already.
It might be, you're right. It's so old of a term. BOGO. Remember, it used to be in our day, BYOB was the big one. Everybody knew what the hell BYOB. Hey, we got a party tonight, BYOB. Everybody knew what the hell. That was like, No, I don't know anymore. I don't know.
And Wapatui.
I never heard it. I never heard
that. Wapatui, it's also called garbage pan.
Yeah.
Garbage can punch, something like that. You couldn't come to the party unless you brought fruit juice, or a bottle of booze to pour into the garbage can. All right. Well, we can talk sometime, but being with you, this is his safe haven. And it's just ironic. And I find a lot of things happen this way. I will go to a movie or I'll be somewhere in public. And then somebody on my client list will bring to me the very same type of situation. So.
All righty, we're going to stop that with that. Here you go. Get us your angel card reading. Clarity is the subject. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity. A magical healing has just taken place, a gift from your guardian angel. So you obviously have a guardian angel.
I really think
that's
that
nice.
You are, it's like Wendy, the first lady who we often speak to, dealing with all these aging issues for care. I had seen very early on in her reading that the hand of God was on her shoulder for her to become an advocate for justice. And I heard her tonight say, I'm going to be an advocate. And usually before she'd be like, but boy, she's taken up that sword. And I love that. So just please try not to bring it out in him. He's got to tell you.
Yeah.
For that.
And I believe.
We'll see how. I've got people I can call to and see what goes on there.
That would be wise.
It's not my area. You know, I've had nothing like this happen. The only thing I know of is a 35-year-old divorcee who lived across the way, and she would hire my son to clean her garage. Later on, when they're grown up, I found out they were cleaning her clock instead.
Not in what that term really means, but you know what you mean. You know.
They get it.
And also, this is one of those legal things. We are not experts and advocates. We don't have professional contacts or anything. So we can't, when we talk about these things, we are not legal authorities, and our advice is not what you can talk to the people that are.
You get experts.
We are not those. We are just here for educational, informational purposes only. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Lisa, get in touch if you need me, hon. You know where I am.
Yeah, we're going to be busy the second half of the – pretty much the whole afternoon will be gone. But we have a show, News for the Soul. 1 hour earlier, we will be on tomorrow. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
All right, darling. Our hearts are with you.
Thank you.
Yes, and enjoy the time that we are back together.
Until you break up again.
Well, how many relationships do that?
I don't know many that do it 17 times.
Well, early on when I met you and knew you, there were many times you went slamming out the door.
Yep, 17 times, right? Totally not talking. We lived in the same goddamn roof. How distance could we be?
I had an ace up my sleeve with Jim where I'd say, okay, fine, be that way. I'll just call your mother.
There you go. Here's Debbie, advocate for all the Jerry Springer relationships out there. All you folks keep having on and off again for 15 years. That's a good family value. You should always break up every four or five times a year.
That's when he would cuss me out.
Here we go.
Slam that door.
Here we go.
Pictures would fall off the wall in what, an hour or two later?
Da, 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 da. Here's Debbie trying to make an excuse for somebody.
Well, you knew that was a card I had to play because
here's Debbie.
She was 200 or 2,000, well, far away, 1,200 miles away. She was 1,200 miles away and like to keep tabs on you.
When you break up, here's what I'm, you know what? I don't have fucking cards, all right? Right, she's on mute. When you keep breaking up, and we've seen this on TV, we've seen it from some callers, when you have what you call an on and off relationship, it really actually isn't. It really isn't. It's dysfunctional. And actually, it seems to get weaker each time. Because it's like you have a bond, and a bond gets skinnier and skinnier because you guys start like not respecting each other as much because you keep having arguments, you keep breaking up. I don't like this, I don't like that, he did this, she doesn't understand me, she don't understand me, she's a bitch, she does this. You know what? You know what God says that is? That is a freaking sign. What is wrong with you? Somebody should slap you. That's called a sign.
Have you been taking private courses from Virgil?
No.
Who is a healthcare professional?
I'm not talking about a healthcare. I'm just saying, hey, if you have a partner that's meant to be, you're probably not going to be on and off again 17 times a year because that doesn't sound meant to be in my goddamn book. Maybe I'm an alien. I don't know anything about humans.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
Old school therapist, as my boss at the office always has been, would say to the person, well, hearing all of this from you, my advice is get rid of him. And then they would get rid of her and come to me because my advice is it ain't over till it's over. And you gotta make a decision. Am I gonna see this through to a point where I can walk away completely unfettered anymore? Or am I gonna drag all that luggage behind me for years and years wondering what could have been, what might have been? So that's what I do in my therapy work with the cards is I look ahead and then I give you options, but I don't tell you, oh, you better go do this. Mm-mm.
No, that's, I tell you, because I don't have cards, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't see the signs. It's like writing on the wall. It's like, maybe you're blind. It could be that you're blind, and it's, oh, love is blind. Well, really, on and off, on and off, on and off. Okay, I could see that 2-3 times. But that's like 2-3 times a month here.
Jimbo's Nazi therapy clinic.
Yeah, that's right. Because instead of being realistic and realizing there's writing on the wall, that means you're a Nazi if you don't just.
But I love that person, so I have to keep waiting for them.
That's right. Yes, you should wait for Bob that keeps going to prison. You should wait for him because he's a man of character. Yes.
What the
fuck is wrong with you people?
She's got to.
Oh, not her. I'm not. This is beyond. This is beyond Lisa.
This is just hypothetical.
This is beyond. These are the ones that are way were beyond
she
Lisa.
She has to decide that,
she
could fall into a trap of addictions where
caught in a trap.
She'll drink and forget about him. She'll get involved in some drugs.
Much,
who knows?
Baby.
Eating disorders. See, nobody on the Facebook thing ever wants to agree with me. They think the way that I handle this stuff is not correct.
They're not agreeing. They're agreeing with my opinion, but they also agree with your opinion. Right now, I'm talking. I don't have cards. I'm like, if you and a person can't fucking stay together, that's cool. Oh, I didn't know that. I'll take care of that. I'll shut. Yeah, I thought I did. Shame on Jim Shade.
But I'm, I just offer.
I just,
this is what I can offer you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I think I'm totally right.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about your reading. I'm talking about a person. Say there's people out there that don't get readings, that don't have insight. It's like God in the life. Maybe you don't believe in God. I don't give a shit. Life is giving you signs. If you choose not to take advantage of those signs, people start not feeling sorry for you. Like some of you say, I have friends and I have this boyfriend and me and him are on and off and he treats me like shit. And after a while, the friends start dropping off because it's like, bitch, we keep telling you, this guy's an asswipe. We keep giving this advice and you keep coming back. After a while, your friends are like, what else do we do? What else do we do? We keep telling you, this guy keeps going to prison. Doesn't have a job. He sells drugs. He fights with whatever. He does all these bad things wrong. But you say, I take him back because I love him. It's like, you know what? Love isn't always everything. It isn't. It is not. It is not. I'm not talking about card reading. So
okay.
I'm not attacking you.
You're also describing a trauma bond, where she takes him back because A, she's going to be alone, or B, he may come back and beat the crap out of her, or in any reason she may have. And
well, yes.
So if friends take a stand and say, well, as long as you're going to be with him, I don't want to be in your life, that's kind of a really shitty thing to do. To
see,
somebody.
Now you spun it around.
Yeah,
these are friends. If I have a buddy and he keeps coming up to me after a certain point, after a certain fucking, it's like, dude, I have told you 6, 7 straight times, this is all I can do for you, and you keep coming back, and I still got to do it. What do I do? Do I hit you on the head with a freaking sledgehammer and chain you to a radiator back in the old days? What do I do? A certain point where I got to say, I got to let you go. Like with alcoholics, remember the relatives and alcoholics?
Yeah.
They keep using it. At a certain point, you say, I have to let you go eventually. If you won't get help, like help yourself. Help yourself. This is obviously not an addiction, but there's a certain point where everybody gives you good advice and you don't help yourself and you keep doing it. You can't be pissed off if they kind of drop out of your life a little bit when you keep making the same mistake.
Well, I can see that too, that they can only take so much from a broken record if you all know what a record is.
Which has nothing to do with Lisa. Now, we've gone way beyond the Lisa thing. We're talking like super extreme.
Abstract stuff.
Yeah, this is not Lisa at all. We're talking about, because Deb gets some of those folks, don't you, that are that bad. They're not here.
No, you're not.
Just to let you know, nobody, we're not calling anybody out. These are people, because she's been doing this forever. She said people are that bad. And I'm sure therapists and psychotherapists and counselors also can say the same thing. Because she's a life coach, same thing. She has cards. She has experience, and she's dealt with a lot of people in her own life, and she gives them good advice.
Well, the thing
that's
is,
all you can
though,
do, right?
When
advice.
I see my appointment slip that they would give me at the office, I'd go, oh, God, no. No, not her, not him.
And her position is not here to judge. Like she said, she cannot do that. That's not her job. I'm over here. That's why I throw that out, because I'm an asshole. But she can't do that with the cards, because she's there to help people. She tells them what they need to know, but she's not going to say, come on, you're stupid. She can't do that. That's not right.
Besides, I've been an abused wife in the past. And friends did abandon me because I would get up the urge to run away and go hide in the city somewhere.
Yep.
And then they would say, you're leaving them now, right? And I'd be like, I don't know. It's such a big thing.
And my opinions, I've never walked in these people's shoes. So my opinions have to be taken with a grain of salt. I've never walked in any of these people's shoes.
No. I'm just lucky.
Just an opinion here.
I didn't get killed.
Uneducated opinion.
When I finally left, that's when I knew I was really on my own.
Yep.
Because friends, you know, it's like crying wolf all the time.
That's the problem with it. It does happen. That's where I was getting. It's the wolf thing. And, you know, you can't fault the friend after a certain point, you know?
Yeah.
Some people say, you know, we've seen, you know, people laugh at Jerry Springer, but there's a lot of stuff they talk about. You,
that's reality.
They said, you abandoned me, and the friends or relatives are like, there's a certain point where we just
can't do it anymore.
We keep pulling you out of these situations, and you won't get it.
You know,
it's like an intervention, right?
I got to tell you. And also to Michelle or Jessica, you know, we're doing a show. It isn't just, you know, me pulling rabbits out of a hat with a deck of cards one after the other.
No, they were just curious.
And sometimes I think it gets very distracting. You know, when somebody keeps saying, how long is this show? And when is my turn going to be?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, they're not. I know you're not angry, but the thing is, if you want me to be all yours, hire me, then I'm all yours.
Well, that's the big picture here. All that is the biggest picture here. You know what? And she's right. Here's the thing. If we decide to start talking for 15, 20 minutes, it is our show. B, we don't charge anybody for anything or ever. And C, guess what? We are paying for all this airtime.
We are.
We got nothing. It's fun. We like to help you people. We like interacting with our folks. We don't get any chance. I never get a chance anywhere else. I'm not like a freak on the internet, so I don't talk with anybody internationally except on the show. So I enjoy that. I enjoy talking to folks on the other side of the world like Rachel.
It's amazing how we are all basically.
Yeah, and we got our Canadian folks. I used to talk to Canadian folks, but not anymore. Not I'm in Virginia. You know?
I was going
to
say. We're all walking in the same footsteps regardless of where we live.
Yeah, or we think they're the same. But then sometimes we talk and then we can figure out how they're different. That's how we do this. We talk. Talk, talk, talk. Anyway.
So we did.
Guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to area code 919, which is our neighbor to the South of Carolina. 919, you're the next caller. Thank you for holding.
Who do I suppose that is?
Who could it be now?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is...
I know I talked to you
Jessica.
Yesterday.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Was it yesterday?
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Hello. I had a question. We've gone to the guy we talked about the other day. But I've thought about going through the court with him because he keeps trying to interfere between me and my kid.
Yeah.
And I was going to do it in the past, and I did not get to it. So now I'm getting to the point I feel like it's time for me to go through this because I already went through the court system with the child support deal. So now I need to put the other thing in place so, you know, he can't just keep running me over like he's been doing.
Well, you know, that's also part of parental alienation. And it's not allowed anymore in the court, you know. So you wanting to do this is really like getting the best advice possible, setting down visitation, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, going through visitation with him. But I'm hoping that this will push him out the door so he will not come back and try to communicate again.
Well, he does have a right to see his daughter if he
is
a decent man and she must love him. And,
but the thing is that he's considered abandoned us when I was pregnant. He didn't even come around when she was born.
He doesn't have
potential rights.
Is he on the birth certificate?
He is due to the child support, but he doesn't have any visitation on it.
Well,
he's got to get the visitation included.
So we're not allowed to handle legal problems.
I get that. I know. But I was curious if I went that direction with him. That's what I was curious about.
If it would be a good direction?
Yeah, it would be good direction or...
Does he currently take your daughter out of the house by himself? Do they go places?
In the 4th of July he did, but before that, no.
Yeah, because, you know, without any papers on this, it's a murky situation. So, yeah, I'm going to look at the card for you, yeah.
Now you see what I have curiosity, like, I'm like, I went to court with you already, and I told you what the deal was, and he decided he was going to get angry. So I said, like, go ahead, be angry. But I'm doing what I've been told from my side.
Does he keep
legally,
up on his child support? Does he keep paying you? Well, that's a good thing. Too many dirtbags out there don't. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got to get him to actually do his thing as to bond with her, not just put her with his family, ideally. And then the family gets in the middle of me and him, and then they start creating an argument between him and I. And, you know, can't have a relationship if you're going to let somebody else influence the arguments, which is what he's done.
Okay, Jessica,
I've got
to ask you, how are you feeling about him? Are you and him having intimacy? Are you sharing some private moments?
We have had on and off.
Yeah. Only reason
it's
I'm
not
asking
something,
is,
it's,
yeah,
it's not something I don't think it was something that would go through, something that's going to continue. I don't think he's going to continue doing it.
It's not going to have anything to do, I think, with your court case. That is strictly about, you know, your minor child, and I don't know. I think you'll find out in court what's going to happen. But I'm seeing here that you and he are mixing it up a little bit. I don't know. I can't think of a good way to put it. And it's under sure to come true, and that usually means, from what I'm seeing here, it will continue. And, you know, maybe you guys, the sugar is really good, but it's going to be very confusing to your daughter. Because your daughter
has been very confusing to me. It's been, yeah. been very confusing to me, too. So that's why I was wanting to get to court to get something set up so I can easily get him to move. Get him move out because he's going to continue doing the pattern unless I get the court involved.
Well,
now, I need that cycle to end.
But then I think you can't play it from both ends because if you're doing it to restrict how much time or exposure he has with your daughter, you know, mommy can't be sneaking around in the shadows either.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not spending a lot of time with me either. He's supposedly got the family more involved with her instead of him, which I've been trying to explain that to him. But you haven't spent any time with her as much as I have.
And
you get mad with me.
Yeah,
she's
how old
eight.
Well, I was a little bit older than her. And my mother and father went through the same kind of thing. And I remember...
Well, no, mine is different. Mine was different because he was a married man. When I was seeing him. So now you see what I would consider abandoned. He actually abandoned me, kept his relationship going. He abandoned me when I was pregnant.
Was he still married?
He was still married at the time, yes. And I gave him chances to come around and help me with her. Because he said he was going to. He kept saying this, kept saying that. I wasn't getting nowhere. So I had to go through the court to get that.
Well, I think you should go back to court, and I really think it's going to bring a lot of clarity to this situation from what I see here, and it's all for the benefit of your daughter, and I really think she needs you to do this for her, like my mother finally did for me. I looked at the both of them, and I was 9, and I said, I know who loves me and who doesn't.
I mean, she's going to be 9. She's going to be 9 in September, so she's not far along.
So I know that these children know. They're very aware of what's going on between their parents.
Because she says something, too, you know. She said, Mama, I want to stick with you. And I said, you should, because I'm going to let you do what you got to do. I'm going to help you lead you to the right way. You know,
probably,
I'm not going to distract you with nothing, Greg.
Probably too young to go into court and testify.
She's probably too young. But
the judge is going to rule on behalf of the child. And if this man is really not being a good father, I mean, that child knows. And they all believe it's their fault. You know, gee, Daddy doesn't love me. You know, he just uses me to come around and see Mommy. Stuff like that.
That's what
you know.
He was doing. That's what he was doing in the past. Now he's trying to use her, trying to bribe her to go create a fight with me, and that's just not going to work.
Well, right.
He tried.
He may even want you to start seeing a social worker with her so that they have documentation.
That's what I thought about doing when I get to this court thing. I'm hoping that they will put social worker. I'm hoping they will put out a social worker.
I think we should.
And you can request it. They work for you, remember?
Yeah,
they work for you.
They are part of the government.
Yeah, but the thing was, my problem is that the social worker I had in the past, left us there with him, knowingly that he was going through a divorce. So they need to bring that case up, too, to light because they left us there, didn't help us move, didn't help us do anything, but left us there. Well, I'm dealing with the abuse every day.
I would request somebody else. They can access those records.
Yeah, but I need them to open that case back up that I had back a long time ago. Reopen it.
Yeah, if you have new evidence or something more to bring.
Yeah, new evidence,
Sure they will. So anyway, I just want to say to you, call us back after you get this started. You know, I don't see this man as a abusive ex for you or a father to her. I don't see that. I see that he could walk off and never come back.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that, too. He will walk off and never come back. Deal. And that's what he's done in the past. And someday I need for him to kind of know.
Your daughter's going to be 18 and your daughter's going to be 28 and someday she's going to know the whole story. And you get to be a hero right now defending her. And if she don't want to see him, I can't imagine a court in the world that would force her to. So check in with us.
I know. She likes hanging with him, but just that the problem I'm having is that, you know, the family is not the nicest family. They don't want to include me for nothing into anything. And because I'm like I said, he abandoned us. I mean, he literally abandoned us when he was still married, rightfully. I mean, the reason why he was still around is because I had to move out of my parents' house and they had no options, unfortunately.
Well, the problem is, hooking up with him is giving him mixed signals.
100%.
He's giving me mixed signals, too.
Saw a friends with benefits, something like that. Stay away from him.
Here's the problem, and it's not fair in this world, is the woman does control that. Everybody thinks it's the guy, and the woman is the one with the vagina. Unfortunately, you have a burden.
The problem I had was that he came to me when I was working with him. So,
and you could have
and
said,
he knew he was married. No, I did not accept it at first. I did not accept it at first. He wasn't going to keep coming to me. I didn't tell him to come to me. He did that on his own.
Shut the door on him. Shut the damn door on him when he shows up.
It makes
The problem I had was that my mother was in the background of everything. So, I kind of had a... It was tricky. I couldn't let go to job with my mama down.
If he shows up for a booty call, that's a different ball game.
Which I've been trying to tell my mama that's just the type of man he is, that she would never listen to me.
Jessica.
I got stuck in. Sorry.
You have feelings for him.
Right.
And
that's
you
the
need
problem.
To work through that.
And that's the problem for all of us.
Because it's putting you in a position of weakness.
With past relationships, guys and women, our past feelings. And it's not our fault. It's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have these feelings for a partner, especially when we have a child together.
Yeah.
And it makes things so tough. And it's tough. But there's a certain point. I don't know where that point is because, you know.
I'm hoping that this stuff. I'm hoping when I go through this way, it will clarify everything. And then it will clarify for him, too, because he needs to know. You know, he needs to understand why it happened the way, why this has happened the way it has.
He may never understand.
He might not.
He may never understand.
You've given him other signals.
You can only do so much on your part. There's a certain, it's the stupid analogy of the horse to the water. It's the dumbest thing ever, but it means a lot. You can only drag that dumbass horse to that freaking water. And if that dumbass horse will never take a drink, eventually you got to say, carry your ass, and I'm not dragging. I am not dragging you back to this goddamn pond anymore, horse. But you have to decide when that point.
I understand.
Decision.
I understand that. That's why I'm digging. I'm getting to that. I'm reaching to that point now.
That's the hardest part, you know. Because if you love that horse, it's not like if you don't like the horse. If you love that horse, you don't want to keep giving up. You want to keep trying, and that's the hardest part. The human heart. Is the worst enemy sometimes, is it not, Deb?
Well, I like
the heart.
When I went to court with him last time, I gave up on him. So, no communication.
He only knows what it's been.
I still, you know what, Jessica, I'm gonna just put you on a brief little.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mute. And it's the dumbest thing ever. I keep going back to it. It's a comedic movie, this stupid slapstick movie. Watch. At least the last episode of Everything You Want to Know About Sex, We're Afraid to Ask.
Keep bringing that up.
Because they bring it down because they have brain. Tony Randall's in the brain where they're smart and logical, but then there's other parts of the body that influence, and the brain's like, who did that? Who did that? Because that's what the bottom line is, we're the humans. The brain is the brain, but then there's the heart, and then there's the lust from the loins that always can sometimes take over. The brain wants to do the right thing, but all these other things come in there and screw it up.
Yeah.
They do. That's why I love the bubble.
Jerry Seinfeld did an episode where he wore like a brain cap, and then the other one had like a penis top to it. And they were sitting at his table, and they were having a conversation. And it was hilarious because the brain was saying, well, it's something like to the effect of, I don't want to keep doing this. This woman isn't worth it, blah, blah, blah. And the penis was like, ah, but you can't leave your hands off of
that's
her,
the thing.
Can you?
And that's where we're going. We're not trying to make fun and
no.
You know, we ridicule. We're not ridiculing Lisa or Jessica on their decisions. It's only if their body can decide what that point is. When they have, or maybe they'll never have had enough. Maybe they'll never give up. Maybe they'll keep trying. But they have to decide that. But there's the different things we talk about. The brain, the heart, and the loins. Usually the loins are usually a one or two time thing, and you can say, oh, I got to quit doing that. The brain and the heart battle each other forever, all the time on past relationships.
Well, and
forever.
People I'm related to would say, they'd take it all the way back to, what were you doing with a married man? They would.
Which
and
they don't realize it's
no,
the brain and the
yeah.
heart again. That's the brain said I shouldn't do that, but the heart said, God, I love this guy. He's probably going to come live with me and love me forever.
Well, you have hopes and
right,
wishes
exactly.
and dreams.
Yeah. So we're not, when we yeah. like get on these soapbox, I get on the soapbox. I'm not like belittling the person. I am the guy that doesn't have a stake in it. So I can say, my brain says this, but I understand that you have a heart. And
yeah.
that will, it is what, that's where humans, you know, those, a lot of us have more faith in our partners, even if they haven't shown that they're good partners and want to keep trying.
Right.
True that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, we got to do this one. We have to.
Which one? Override.
We got to go to our Commonwealth of Virginia. It's 434. Welcome, 434.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey,
how you doing?
We're doing
pretty good.
We're doing great. We got only about 8 minutes left, so let's get right to it, Khalil.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to see the movie The Sound of Freedom 2, and I was wondering if I go to the theater, if I'll meet like a man or woman that has the same thoughts and compassion like me, because I know the movie will touch me in a way that's good, and I was just wondering if I'll meet like someone in the theater that's like not – someone that's trying to make a point from the movie, but someone that actually really cares, like a man or woman. What it can be a politician or a news person or police
sure.
officer, but someone that really cares that's in the theater that's just.
Yes. Khalil, did you hear us? Were you on long enough to hear us talk about it a lot?
Yeah.
All right. Well, trust me, it is a great movie. The meaning is deep. And remember to stay around when the credits come on. Stay around for the special message.
Yeah, they have a little clock running.
Yep. When you see the credits come up in the bottom right corner of the screen, there's a countdown clock saying there's a special message coming up. And it really puts the icing on the cake of the movie. You got to stick around. We don't want to give too much away about it. But it's really good, and it ties everything. And it shows you how real, true of a story it is. So, but all right, Deb's going to do the cards on your question. I think you've chosen wisely. You say you're going to see it tomorrow, did you say, or soon?
I'm seeing it next Saturday.
There
great.
You go. Well, that's great. Hey, you know what?
It's going to move you
yeah.
greatly.
And tell everybody you know, even if you haven't seen it, they got to go see it. You have to see it. People see that sound, that title, and they think, yeah, there we go, Sound of Freedom, probably some war movie and whatever. No. All right, go ahead, Deb. Cards are down. Is gonna, and it's, first of all, before she does the cards, meeting people in a theater is relative. You sit in the dark. You don't really ever usually meet the people you sit with. So
I just wonder
go.
For you, hon, is this going to trigger something for you?
If
you
my
don't have
trigger me to want...
Yeah, want to what?
Might trigger me to want to, you know, do something political, more political
yeah.
stuff. But I'm
and
hoping it will at least make me mad and give me hope, but not... You know, because, like, I've cried in another movie.
I got it.
And,
yeah.
I'm just hoping that it will move me. And at least I'll get to.
I think it will move you. It moved us. And we're not even have any kind of experience. We've never experienced any of this stuff. And
no,
if you have, it's going to move you. And it should move everybody to help this cause one way. Even if you just post them. Even like the guy said. Even if you would just share a post of the movie.
Yeah. Well, one
to
thing,
get the message out.
They do show raw footage of these children being stolen.
They do.
And they're ripped right out of their mother's arms.
Yep. Security photos, and they blur the faces if they're there. Oh, and you can—it's all—it's terrible. It is terrible, but
it shows the harsh reality. Turn our backs on,
because
it took them 5 years. I remember reading.
They made it five years ago. They didn't want to release it right away because it took them to get over hurdles of people who didn't like the subject.
Oh, but also because a lot of those big kingpin movie producers and blah blah blah. They're probably not wanting their playground to get exposed.
Well, the people that are part of this problem are the rich people.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't rich are going out and stealing children and getting caught, thrown in jail, and you hear about abducting. Those are the ones you hear about in your neighborhood. The rich folks aren't getting caught because they're getting into these black market child sexploitation hotels and stuff. And that's the one that is fueling this billion-dollar – and it is a billion-dollar industry worldwide.
They made $150 billion from this.
So as far as his original question, is he going to actually meet somebody that is
during the watching of the movie, but I think you're going to make connections, like, on the Internet with other people, and I do see that you could actually take this very much into the spotlight.
And it might move you enough to become an advocate, and there's nothing wrong with that because everybody should be. And at the end of the movie, Khalil, when you stay for the special message, they give you some information on how you can go out there and be proactive on social media. So pay attention to that.
I will.
All right, hon, and we'd love to hear from you to know what your experience was.
Yeah, I mean, you can call back anytime, but we definitely want to hear – after you see the movie, the next show we do, we want to see if you feel like we did. You know, I think you will. You will. I can tell you will.
Yeah.
You will feel touched. And I think that you are very proactive in causes, because we already know that. And I think, you know what, if you just go on social media and repost things, that is proactive. You don't have to go out there with a banner and a machine gun and try to go into Columbia and save these kids. Yeah. If you just do social media, it helps the cause, right?
Yeah. I'm not even allowed to have one of those.
Well, that's cool. Neither am I, anyway. You don't need it. You don't need it. And there's a moment where the guy says, I don't need that. There was a gun thing. Remember that? Oh, I don't give it away. He says, I don't need that. The main character.
Right.
So just, you're right. You don't have to have a gun.
He said, I'm better off without it.
You don't have to have a gun to do the right thing. So anyway, called in.
You can also use, regular traditional media, like write a letter to the editor, bringing up this issue, that kind of thing.
If it moves you, and I think it will, because it sounds like you're already kind of receptive to it, and you go on social media and you just go to these advocate sites and these sites, and you just post, just reposting things can help the whole cause. That's all it can take nowadays. You don't have to be the guy with the gun.
No.
Like in the Revolutionary War. Some of these guys, like was it Thomas Paine and stuff like that, they just posted media. He was like the guy that did that. Was it Thomas Paine that did? It was called Common Sense. He posted that little Common Sense newspaper. He didn't pick up an actual gun and jump in the war.
Remember,
but he helped the cause of the revolution in his own way.
Yeah, and at the end, the actor, he was the actor, I guess, that played Jesus in the movie, the Temptation of
the main character in this movie.
Jim Caviezel.
Yes. And he said at the end.
Yep.
He said,
we don't want to give it away. He basically said it doesn't matter.
Oh, the storytellers are the heroes.
Yeah,
the
ones that
have the power.
Yeah, they have the power. The people that are the characters don't have any power. The ones that retell the story because they spread the word and they get the people involved. You're thinking, this is crap. We can't take this anymore. So thank you, Khalil. We got to go. We're under a minute.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Call us back. All right?
Yes.
All right.
There, hon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck to you, and let us know. All right. We got to wrap, Deb.
We got to wrap.
It's been a great show. We apologize to all the folks we did not get to, but Sunday is a big show.
We get so many callers.
All right. Which song would you like to hear?
Well, give them something uplifting.
Oh, that's got to be. Got to be that. So powerful. To go.
Good night, sweetheart.
When it's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
On your show.
Tomorrow on News of the World.
1 hour earlier than normal.
Yes.